Okay, let's go on. Well, I would one thought I had actually I had last time we left off with the kasha. The Gemara says that there's a havmin. If it would have only said Evan, so I would have said that if after they threw one Evan on him, he didn't die, so you don't bring any more avonim. Kamashul, you need the pasuk of avonim. So if at first you don't succeed, so you try again. So I asked, according to the Ramban holds, first of all, that Avim Mrs. Beistin is it's not like separate mitzvahs, to do skila and to do shreifa. It's one mitzvah to kill the person who's chayim. So there's different efanim, there's different ways to do it, but the fundamental idea is that's number one. And number two, the Ramban holds that there's a halacha by all chayvim misas that if you can't kill him the misa ksuva boy, so you kill him with some other misa. So it's only certain misas which says meisumos, but the Rambam, the Ramban, they both hold that it's by all chayvim misa. So yes, imanoshah. That's for sure. Lefi the Ramban, that with one evan, if he didn't die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah skila at all, because the Ramban holds the idea of mitzvah skila is ubirat ramik yibecho. If you held like the Rambam that every chayv misa is a separate mitzvah. Maybe there's a moment to say it's just to be cycle him. So with one heaven, so I will cycle him with one heaven. He didn't die, but I did the mitzvah. Fi the Ramban, and the mitzvah will be after amikibecho. So that's for sure the fi the Ramban that if he didn't die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. So it comes out you all together we're not mekayim the mitzvah with one heaven. And the Ramban holds that if you can't be meimisim b'misak zuvabay, so maybe you're meimisim b'chol mishishatu yochal ha'misoy. So here, he's two and one heaven. So he didn't die by misak zuvabay. If it only said one heaven, so the misak zuvabay is one heaven, and he didn't die with the misak zuvabay. So now should kick in the halacha shatu yochal ha'misoy b'chol, so that you're meimisim b'chol mishishatu yochal ha'misoy. So how could there be a havmi that you don't kill him, that you don't bring any more avon him? That was a kash that we left off with. So I thought maybe in a chanami. Maybe the filler Ramban. That's hakav shat in the Gemara. That's for study in the Chanami. If it would have only said Evan, and you were throwing him one Evan, so and you're limited to one Evan, so you can't kill him anymore. It's miskila because you used up the Evan. So then you would hakav be meimisim b'chol misha shatay yochal ha'misoy. Then you would kill him. Then you would just shoot him. But now it says avonim that you can't just shoot him. You have to bring. You still have to do the misak zuvah. But because maybe that's like a non-negotiable. Avadi he has to be killed. They said dinner will be after amikibecho, but that's gufo. That the havamina of poshim shat. You read the Gemara. I mean, a sack of poshim shat the Gemara. That I would have thought that if it would have only said Evan, I would have thought if he didn't die with one Evan, so he goes free. Like yesterday, if the rope breaks, he goes free. So kamash mal avonim, he doesn't go free. Maybe that's not the shot. Avadi doesn't go free. Avadi, you have to kill him. Will be after amikibecho. But the havamina was that mitzvah skila is with one Evan, and if he doesn't die with one Evan, then that's it. You can't do any more mitzvah skila, because if you take a second Evan, that's not mitzvah skila. So this is a person that you can't be meimisim b'misak suvaboy. So then what happens? So then so what kicks in is so you meimisim b'chol misah shatei yochal ha'misah. But it's no particular reason to bring avonim. B'chol misah shatei yochal ha'misah. Kamash b'lo know that it's a din of avonim, but skila is not necessarily with one Evan, and b'meil you still have the chiyuv to be meimisim b'misak suvaboy, but you have to bring more avonim. Okay, let's see about the Gemara. Echad Oimei, the Mishnah mentioned there's a sus and there's a flint and there's a sudler. Zot Gemara Omer Puna. Shitoli, Echad Evan Shiniskoboy, the Echad Eid Shinitloboy, the Echad Saiv Shinaragboy, the Echad Sudler Shinechnakboy, Kulum Michel Tzibor. That he says is the Vaposhut that the instruments of the Misa have to be, they come Michel Tzibor. We don't charge the fellow for the instruments of the Misa. My timer, because we can't bill him for that which is going to kill him. Well, that's Pasha that has to come Mishal Tzibur. Let's finish a little more than we'll talk. But because that's another Pasha he says, the Svara, that these things with which he's killed, you can't bill him for the things. By the Chinese communists, if they execute somebody, they charge the family for the bullet. You know, they send the family a bill for the bullet. Rafuna says about it that you can't do. So that has to come Mishal Tzibur. But by Rafuna, Suda Sheminifim by Vesus Sherotzu Mamidon Mishal Mivu. What about the instruments of Atzala, the Suda and the Sus? Kevin Atzala Didei Midideu. Do we say that since that's already for a solar day, maybe we could charge him? Since based on the Maisa has the chiyuv to be mishtadel in his hatzolah, so maybe he has to come mishul tzuma. So that he's not sure. He's not really. Seems he's not pushed to buy it. There's another buy. If they didn't volunteer and pay, if the ladies' auxiliary didn't provide it, so then who pays for the courage of Levine and the Yai? Says the Gemara, "How about him? Is having Mishul Tzibur? That's how it comes Mishul Tzibur. Ksiv Tnu. The pasuk says Tnu Sheichel Oivu. So Tnu means that Beis Din has to provide. The Tzibur has to provide. But it's Mashmah Gemara that the Sudr and the Sus that were not pushed. That's the Gemara. So first of all, I was wondering. So I have to start from the top. Funa said, "Echad Evan Shen." But Rafuna said that the Evan Shenisklaboy and the Eitz Shenisklaboy and the Sayev Shenerigboy and the Sudah Shenechnikboy, they have to come. They come Mishul Tzibur, because we can't charge him for. We can't say them Zil Lacy Veliktel Nafshe. So it was bothering me a little bit. Why do I need that special? Why do I need that svar? Special svar. Can't charge him. Can't say them Zil Lacy Veliktel Nafshe. What do you need that for? It's partially that it comes in Mishul Tzibur. It's a chiyuv on Beis Din. The chiyuv harigah is it's mitzvahs Beis Din. According to the Rabban, also biyatar mikibecha. According to the Rabban, this is separate mitzvahs. The Rambam rather skila seif erig and chenek. But the mitzvahs on Beis Din. Even according to the person who has the mitzvah, the people who have the mitzvah of harigah, is Beis Din has the mitzvah. The person doesn't have the mitzvah himself. The mechuyav of misa doesn't have the mitzvah. I got Rabbi Kreger is a strange lashon. Maybe somebody remembers from last year. Rabbi Kreger is a strange lashon. The Gilgin Hashas and Makis.
He's not chayv to kill himself.
Rabbi Kreger talks about why is a person chayv misa not mechuyav to kill himself? He says a psaraya that Beis Din creates the chiyuv. That till you have the gemar din, he's not really chayv misa. It's Beis Din's passing that makes him chayv misa. Kilo, if you chayv misa, Beis Din mechuyav to jump off the roof. What?
Canon pogim though, how would that work?
No. That's a separate din. That's a mitzvah on Kol Yisrael. But the regular mitzvah is that's not Harigah's basin. But Kaponim is not a chiv on the guy. God, Craig is a strange lesson. Rabbi Craig is strange. I mean, I don't know if Rabbi Craig. It's an aside. I don't know what's the. We talked about that last year. But Kaponim, that's a double portion. Seeing the Lushanis or Hamam, that it's the mitzvah of Mises basin is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on Beis Din. So of course Beis Din has to pay for it. What would be the havminu that the Nerek has to pay for these things? And let's say it wouldn't be such as far as Zil Velesi Velikta Nafshi, but it's not a mitzvah on him, it's a mitzvah on Beis Din. So any havminu that by Malkus, so that the Nilka has to pay for the whip? I can say the same sorrow, we don't say to him Zil Velesi Velilka Nafshi. I don't know, why does it need even, why does it need any special hasbar?
Already owns one of these things that can be used, they still can't make him use his own.
Why? Yeah, but. It's okay, like then you're making. Okay, first of all, then we're reducing it to a special case. And secondly, and what if they own one of them? I mean, it doesn't say that that's the case.
Yeah. Beis Din is chayav to met on a particular type of punishment, but the guy is not gavrik teva. He still has a chiv misa upon him.
Yeah, but I don't think it means that he has a chiv to kill himself. Again, that lashon of Kreger's side, I know what they're, but Pashtus, it's a mitzvah on Beis Din, why should it be on him?
It's for his kapara.
Maybe it's because his kapara, since Mrs. Beis Din is mechaper, maybe it's just hard to say that he has to pay for it because he gets the kapara. I guess it's conceivable. I have something I want to say. We'll see in a minute. But I guess it's conceivable. Maybe there's a havamina to say that since he has the kapara, maybe he has to pay for it. So Kamashmon, at the end of the day, it's not nice. You can't do that. You can't charge the guy for his own misa. Epsilon.
Well, Only you see that one. Beis Din still has the paper over there. By the hotel, Beis Din also has the paper to do hotel. That's a mitzvah. Yet, you see that it's competed with.
that is, you see by the Hatzolos also came based on questions of Feirish, that the Mechuyiv to be Matzolim. And there's a Svar to say that since it's for his Taiva, so they could charge him.
So here we had the same two.
So by Lishna, we had a Tzad, maybe we could charge him. So that's what, maybe here also. Just like the, that's a good Hemshech. Because I like this. That, as you see from the Hemshech of Gemara, the Gemara had a Tzad, this I also want to really ask for a question. Gemara says that by the sus and by the sudar, that's a bayit lishta. But Gemara is mesupin. Maybe Basin has to pay for it because they're mechuyev to do the hatzala. That's the lashon of Gemara. Right? The tzad that they Basin has to pay for it is because mechayev in the mevet be hatzala. But there's a tzad to say that even though Basin has a chiyev to do the hatzala, but since it's lahatzala the day, since at the end of the day he also has a benefit from it, maybe they could charge him for the sus and the sudar. I don't understand that so much well either, but that's Taka says in the Gemara. But there's a tzad to say that since it's l'tevosoi, so they could charge him. So maybe that's the pshat and Rafun, that's what Rafun is saying. The emes of the misa is also l'tevosoi, because it comes to be mechaper. So the same way there's a tzad to say that he has to pay for the sus and the sudur, because it's l'tevosoi as the hatzola. So the emes is a svar to say he should have to pay for the misa also because it's l'tevosoi mitzad the kapara. Says Rafun, but that can't be. Because we can't say to him zil leisi v'liktel nashi. We're not communists. That's not shayach to do. We can't build a guy for his for the side. Yeah.
I thought we were reading the Gemara. The Gemara is contrasting the first case misa to tell us aida and the wine. Yeah. That those two are for the benefit of the nidon. But misa is pasha, it's not for his benefit. So instead, what I thought the svarah chitzona was to say that he should pay for himself because. Well, it's sort of like the Chinese government. Like he didn't have to kill someone to be mechayim himself misa. For the fact that he killed someone and he was mechayim himself misa, now he has to pay for the situation he created.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry. Maybe it's like his own fault. He did this terrible. He did this avera that now imposes a penalty on the tzibur that we have to kill him. So he should have to pay for having caused the tzibur the expense of having to put him to death. I hear. Maybe that's also possible. I hear. Yeah, one more.
It almost as a continuation of the first sugya of the Gemara. The first sugya said that we want to distance based in from the actual instruments of death so that they don't appear to be rotzchem. So maybe when it comes to the actual tools that are used to carry out to perform the death penalty, maybe we also don't want Basin to own them so they don't seem like they're rotzchem. So the Gemara says, well, the only other option is that he would pay for them, and we rule out that option, therefore it has to come from the tzibor. And, you know, in this situation, Basin and the tzibor are
I hear also. I think I'm getting a little further and further away from what we've warrant in the Gemara itself. Well, see, I want to suggest a different model, but all of this is tenable. All of this is possible. I think if I had to choose between the three, I would say that's the kapur. That's the most what we used to. That's the most the least. But I don't know. Chayst, take your pick. I have another suggestion. We'll see in a minute. Let's see Tosis first. Not Tosis. Pshita Echad Evan. Tosis asks, Hodle Choshev Psilosh and Nisrpa. How come the Mishnah conspicuously absent from this list? Is the psilush and isrifa, the lead that they pour by Sreifa, the lead that they pour down his throat? The Gemara doesn't talk about who pays for that. So Taisus answers, Mishum deraisa lekamon dekani kulum dekbarim imekoi. Because this member of Avuna, it's built on the braisa and that memhei that says a similar list anyway. The Mishnah over there says, the Brice over there says, Tanya, Achas Evan Shenisklebo, Yachas Eit Shenislolo, Bechot Sayev Shenaragboy, Bechot Suda Shenechnakboy, Kulum Nikborim Imoy. So that they were kaiver with, much later, the Tisosti, within Dalaramas of the Mace, they were kaiver the Evan and the Eits and so on, all these the instruments of the execution, they were kaiver with the Mace. So Taisa says, and there it's not shayach to say the psilush and nisrifa, because obviously cover with the mace, it's inside the mace, nothing to talk about. It doesn't need to be said. So in the braisa, the psila doesn't really, in that braisa, the psila doesn't make any sense. And this member of Rav Huna, about who pays for it, is going. So therefore, since the Braisa doesn't mention the Psila, so Rav Huna doesn't mention the Psila either. So what's bothering me in this Taisus? I mean, what should be bothering me in this Taisus?
What does
Rav Huna have to do with that Braisa? There's a Braisa about what do you do with the eights and with the heaven, and the Braisa says it's nikvah imah. Says Rav Huna, who pays for it? Why does it have to do with why does it belong to the Braisa? It belongs to the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos talk about all these things that you do. Right, the Hemshel Chesuki talks about the sus and the suda. Those aren't in that Braisa. How did the Braisa fall in? That's our number one. And our number two, let's say, so it says in Taisus Kilu, it really should say the Psila, but since Rav Huna was going on the Braisa, so he didn't mention the Psila, so he doesn't mention the Psila. Interestingly, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, somebody has a Rambam. The Rambam brings this halacha. Gimel. Zot the Rambam. זה היין והלוויימר והאבן שיסוקל בו, שיסוקל בו הניסקל, והסייף שיורג בו ינרג, והסודה שחנקים בו ינחנק, והאיש שתהילו לנו בלב הניטלה, והסודה שמניפים בו לפני הרוגי בייסטין, והסודה שרוסו עליו להצילק, הכל בו משל ציבור. מי שרוצו לסנעת ויסנעת. So, the Rambam also leaves out the Psil. So, what do we say? The Rambam is also going in the Braisa? And first of all, that doesn't even make any sense. Rambam's not going in the Braisa. And also the Rambam has the Sus and the Yayin and all these other things which are certainly not in the Braisa. So in the Rambam, the Rambam is also very glaring. Rambam has the whole list. The Yayin and the Levoina and the Evan and the Sayef and the Sudr by Chenek and the Eitz by Skilo by Sudr and so on. It's all Michel, since it's vital issue to the Rambam passing this to Michel Sivir. How come the Rambam didn't mention anything about the Psilo? So I thought to say about somebody has a hand up. What's not the reason for this halacha that they're nikvah imah? How come they? What's the reason for this?
That it was like a shoreness called that thing that would be one thing to die.
Well, so that's the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Perek. Perek Tes Vav. Halacha Tes. Sha'esinit shenitle olav nikbar imoy, kadeshlo yielo zichrein ra, v'yoymu zeha eit shenitle olav plaini, v'chein even shenitzkel b'vahasayev shehorg b'anerag, v'asudorim shechonkin b'hem, hakol nikbarim b'tfusas anerag, within the Dalai Lama's of the Nerag, but not in the Kebras, but Kitzur, the Rama says the reason why they bury all these things is that it shouldn't be a zichrein ra, they're going to say, oh, this is Yenim's even, it's not b'kovid. So therefore, it gets buried. So I thought like this: it comes out that really, as far as Beis Din is concerned, if we weren't worried about this guy, we could use the same Evan for all of the Niskalim. Why do we have to buy a separate Evan for this guy? We could have one Evan, a permanent that would be one Evan for all of the Niskalim. Maybe a few Evanim for all of the Niskalim. Why do we have to buy a new Evan for each guy? How can we have to buy a new eight for each guy? Teretz is, because it's Nikra Iman. We don't have the last one, because each guy gets his own Evan, because the Evan has to be Nikra Iman. So it comes out that why do we have this expense to buy a new Evan for every Niska? Because L'Tevosai, that he shouldn't have a Zechera. But that's already for his Teva. That's for his Teva. So first of all, so I thought that's the shot in the Tosis. That's why Rav Huna is going on the Braisa. Now, if it wouldn't be for that Braisa that it's Nikra Imoi, so of course this Beis Din would pay for it. Why wouldn't Beis Din pay for it? They'll go out to the store, they'll buy one set of Avonim, and they'll have those Avonim for how long the Avonim last. Probably the expiration date on the Avonim is probably not for a very long time. They could buy one set of Avonim, they'll have it for a very long time. How come they have to go out and buy new Avonim for this guy? Teretz is, because there's halacha that it's Nikra Imoi. That the Avonim have to be Nikbar Imoy. If the Avonim have to be Nikbar Imoy, then we have to go and buy new Avonim for every Niska. Says Rav Huna, so now there's a Shail. Who pays for it? Because that would be poshut. If we were buying avonim for all the niskalim, one set of avonim, we're going to have them for all the niskalim, like we have a chalitza shu. Based on this, a chalitza shu. We don't charge every chalitza for the chalitza shu. Why should we charge it for the chalitza shu? We have one chalitza shu that we use for all the chalitzas. But Hayyoyis, that's not the halacha. The halacha says the Brice is that it's nikbar imoy. So we have to go out and buy a new one for each nerag. So now there's a need, and if we have to go out and buy a new one for each nerag, maybe the nerag should pay for it. After all, it's his fault going out and buying a new one, because it's for his taiva that they shouldn't say that he shouldn't have a zichron ra. That's why we don't. So maybe there's a sword to say that he should have to pay for it. Comes longer and it says no, but we can't say zil v'leisi v'liktel nafshi. That already we can't do. So Mimela we have to that's the connection between the Braisa and Refun. So Mimela by the Psila, that's Stam that Refuna doesn't mention the Psila because the Psila is not in the Braisa, so he's Nimshach HaChalosh on the Braisa. Taisa means more than that. Taisa means by the Psila there's no need on. Of course we have to buy a new Psila for every Nerak. The Psila gets poured down his throat. So that we don't need the Braisa. There's no that's another poshut that Basin's going to need a new psila for every nerag. So there's no svo, you have to charge him for the psila. It's mitzvah's basin to do the ariga, and the ariga to do the shreifa. And the shreifa requires a new psila for every nerag. So what's the hazmini that he should pay for it about his amitz? It's not his mitzvah. It's only by the other ones, with a special halacha that is nikbar imoy, and without that we could have recycled them, and so now I would have a havamina that maybe has to pay for them, so then that comes along with when it says, but there's a special sword that we don't say the lamrin and still lacy of a little nafshe. May who did in the Rama? The Rama doesn't have to say about the psila, of course he had based and pays for the psila. Why should he pay for the psila? It's only by the other things that are nikbar imoy. There's a havamina to say, maybe that it's since the tevosi that we're buying a new one, so maybe he should pay for it. Says the Rama, no, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that we don't make him pay for it. Yeah, anyway, that's my suggestion. The Maase of the Rama Paskins that all of these things are Bamishal Sibir. So why it's a Bidal issue? So apparently the Rama of the Lecha Mishnah says the Rama holds since it's a Bidal issue, so we can't charge him because how much in Chaver al Varai? Like by every Teiku of Momen. The din is that the Nitva, the Rama holds by every Teiku of Momen. So you say. Yes, I'm sure we'll get chayk. But the Rambam sheet is by every teiku of mammon, you say hamaisim mechaver alav harai. So who did over here hamaisim mechaver alav harai? So we can't charge the nerag for the sus. Gemara was never pleshed to buy it by the sus and the sutter. But since the Gemara wasn't pleshed to buy it, so basin can't be teveya the demeya hasus and the demeya sutter from the nerag, and basin has to pay for it themselves. So I was just thinking about that a little bit. I don't know if I have such clarity. Maybe now I'll have a little bit more clarity actually. It's not doima. Here the shaila is who has to pay for the sus? Who has to pay for the? And it's how that he has to pay for the sus. So why should it's lo yeshutor? It's a bayad lo yeshutor. Is it sad that he has to pay for the sus? So on that side, why should based on lay out a sus? So no, don't have a sus. If there's a sad that he has to pay for the sus because it's lots of losoi.
They have to stone him. They have to do it.
Oh, exactly. That's what you see in the Rambam. That since it's a dovah, that's for sure. So what would be if the guy himself is broke? He doesn't have money to pay for the sus. So a lot of basin will pay for the sus. It's not the tzad that he pays for the sus is not that basin doesn't have the chiyuv to do the hatzol. Then it's loshon lingvar that way. That has to be he came in mechay was loshon. That's for sure based on as a chiyuv atzola. And if it'll cost based on money, it'll cost based on money. They have that chiyuv. The shail is, can based on turn around and say, since it's for your atzola, we're going to be tevei you to reimburse us. That's a bayad lishita. So based on the tevei, he's the nitv. It's a bayad lishita. But that doesn't mean the based on is, don't decide that based on this, that based on this doesn't have to provide it at all. Provided based on the chiyuv lemeved beatzola. And that chiyuv lemeved beatzola requires that based on should pay for it if necessary. Yeah, so that's possible. Okay, let's see like that. The next Gemara.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why was the Lecha Mishnah compelled to give that pshat in the Ram? The other Rama brings down one day that pshat in this Gemara is that it's all kulach of the time that he says that the two sheikh of the Ovid is pushy, the second shalom horse.
Yeah, I guess you could learn that way also. He didn't see the other Rama. Pashas, you look at the Gemara, then you see that the Gemara was only, the Lashon Gemara is certainly more mashma. the Gemara says, you know, that the lashon of the Gemara is hal vadim mistaber mishal tzibur. The lashon of the Gemara is these the klerit and the yayin, that's mistaber that it's mishal tzibur, but the rest of it remains a bayit lishta. Well, the nice of the Ram says it's a bayit lishta. I don't think Lechemish is the only one. I think all the Mishnah can't say it's by Lechemish. Lechemish adds that it's a take when they're first time I'm Mitzvah Mechabel of Arai.
Why is it so Pashat that Nitba is the guy who's getting killed in the Toveya? So we're going to collect from the Tzibur money, and that's Pashat that they're the Toveya versus the Nitba from Mitzvah Mechabel.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's not as if the Chiyuv was who has to do the Hatzalah, the Mashal. There's Halacha of Kibbut Av is Mishal Av. Right? That means that even though a son is Mechuyuv to be Machal's father, to be Mashka's father, provide his father or whatever his father needs, but the father has to pay for it, not the son. So there, let's say the father doesn't want to pay for it, or the father can't pay for it, or whatever. Well, the father is destitute. The father, so the chiv, then the son is not a chiv. I mean, except not stock and son. I mean, and the body's. But in halacha, the chiv is mishalav. It's not mishalav ben. Because the son's chiv is to be machil, to be mashke, but mishalav. So let's say if I keep it out, let's say I have some case where there was a bayit lishta who has to pay for it. So I don't think the son. I don't think we say, well, I'm missing mechavel arai. The son should pay for it. What do you mean the son should pay for it? The chiyuv is mishal av, not mishal aben. That's the famous story with Rav Chaim. Someone loves the story that a son came to Rav Chaim and said that his father wants him to come visit, but the train is expensive. He wants to know if he should if he has to lay out the money for the train ticket. Maybe you know, keep it out is mishal av. So Rav Chaim said, "You're right, Gates and Fuss. You're right, walk." anyway, keep it out of Mishal Av. So that's exactly my point. That here it's not the way. We're not saying, yes, the basin is a Chiv Atzola, but Mishel HaNerag. Basin is a Chiv Atzola, but basin doesn't have a Chiv to pay for it. The Chiv to pay for it is the Nerag. You see from the Rambam, that's really the point that I want to bring out. You see from the Rambam that that's not the Pshat. Basin has a Chiv to be Matzil and if need be to pay for it. The bayah in the Gemara is that Beis Din also has a schus to be Tavea the Nerag, since the Nerag has a Tavea, like we were saying before, about its Beis Din's mitzvah, and Beis Din mechuyev to be Isaac in the Hatzolah. But since it's also the Tavea's HaNerag, so there's a tzad to say that maybe since it's the Tavea's HaNerag, Beis Din has a right to build a Nerag for it. Okay, let's go. So up to Gemara. Next one's a little bit obscure. Boy bin Erev Achar Rav Huna Merev Sheshes. Omer Echim in Atalmidim Yesh Tug Lulamed Olo Schus Vin Ishtatek Mal. The halacha is like this. The Gemara says in the previous parak, what daf is it? Maybe make a note of it. The Mishnah really. The Mishnah says you find the Mishnah. Yeah, at the beginning of the previous parak. That Memam Ralph. Echod mina Talmidim Omer Echod mina Edim Yeshi Lamed Olof. So Echod mina Talmidim Yeshi Lamed Olof. Chayuv Mishatkinah. So Omer Echod mina Talmidim. Let's start from here. Omer Echad Minat Talmidim. It's the middle of the Omer, that Memam Ralf. Omer Echad Minat Talmidim. If one of the Talmidim, Talmidim means that in front of the Beis Din, there were Talmidim who sat in front of the Beis Din, and they learned how to, they were Meshamish, Talmidim Chacham. They learned how to do it. So Omer Echad Minat Talmidim. Yesh Tilu Lamed Oschus, Malo Noisoi, Umeshiva Noisi Bineim. They would be Malo the Talmud to the Deis, and they would Moshiv him among the Dayanim. And he would stay there the rest of the day. And if they saw that he was saying was Dvarav Shaltam, then they would listen to him. That's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara, and that Mebezim Aleph says, two thirds of the way down, the end of the line, the last two words of the line are Oisei Hayyan. It's about even with Rabbeinu Chananel, the beginning of Rabbeinu Chananel. Mem Beis Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Aisa Yom Musulai." The Mishnah said that if they were mad at the Talmud, and he would stay there the whole day, only the whole day. But Daniel, willing to embrace him, Yesh Mamish Bedvarav Lo Hayored Mishom Loilum, he would stay there forever. Then Ein Mamish Bedvarav and Yored Kol Yom Kula Kadesh Shalit Tehei Aliyosi Yerida Loi. And if it was Ein Mamish Bedvarav, they would still leave him there the rest of the day in order that it should be shouldn't be embarrassing. People should be encouraged to say Yesh Tu Lamed Olosus. So Mara says in the Chanami, that's like you have to add that to the Mishnah. Omer Abai, Tigma, I'm Ein Mamish Bedvarav. In the Chanami, that's what the Mishnah means. I'm Ein Mamish Bedvarav, then it was Lo Yored Shom Kol Yom Kuloi. But if it was Yesh Mamish Bedvarav, then Lo Yored Misham Loilu. So the Ramban says, Ramban, the Ran over there in Ayubaykin, that it means that he was part of the Beis Din and he would get a vote in the Din Torah. Because when they were in the Minyan, that Talmud would have a vote as among the Mizakim. The Mechichet from one of the Hechachas is from Agamar, which we'll see in a minute. From Agamar, the Mechichet. That's one of their riots. That it doesn't just mean they would leave him up there, you know, honorary dying. No, they would actually get to be a voting member. I'm not sure if La'olam means La'olam even in other entire, or for the rest of this entire, that I don't recall. But at the bottom, certainly the guy with this entire La'olam, Mishom La'olam, means that he became a member of the Beis Din, and he would get to vote in the final Amid Lamin. So that's the background to Agamar. So Agamar says, again, Agamar is a Shaila, boy, Mirei Bacha, Rav Huna, Mirei Sheshes, Omer Echad, Menat Talmidim, Yeishti, L'Amer Olos Chos, Oh, by the way, how did this come up in Agama? Why is this in Agama? Why isn't it over there? Someone is going on the Mishnah. Omer Echad Yeshli Lamed Olos Chos. Maybe that's how Rashi knew. When we were learning the Mishnah, I was bothered. How did Rashi know that Omer Echad Yeshli Lamed Olos Chos means me based in? The other said it's a different gears than Rashi. But I guess Rashi is Omer Echad Yeshli Lamed Olos Chos. Rashi said me based in. I said, who says it means me based? And maybe it means somebody in the street. The next Mishnah says that when he's Yaisi Lihorek, there was a cruz Yaisi Lefon of Kol Mishi Yidei Lamed Oluschus Yomavi Yilamed. Maybe Edom, maybe this Edom could be Mazin these Edom. Other kinds of schus. Doesn't have to necessarily mean to love the Shuschus. So who says in our Mishnah when it says Omer Echad Yaisi Lamed Oluschus that it means a schus and lomdus? One of the Dayanim had a schus and lomdus. He remembered it. Maybe it means that Omer Echad Yaisi Lamed Oluschus that somebody says that I could be Mazin the Edom, like in the next Mishnah. So maybe Rashi knew it from this Gemara. You see, the Gemara talks about, has this whole shaila about Echon and Taminim said Yesh Lamed Olos Chos and Nishtatik. What does that do with our parak? That belongs to the previous parak about Omer Echon and Taminim Yesh Lamed Olos Chos. So what if he raised his hand and then he was Nishtatik? Belongs over there. What is it doing in our Mishnah? It's Mukhuk that the Gemara saw that our Mishnah is also discussing one of the Beis Din being Lamed Olos Chos. So it could be one of the standing members of Beis Din, or one of Tamidim. We're talking about a schus and lomdus. No, Rashi doesn't mean Beis Din lapuke Tamidim. Rashi means echon mi Beis Din lapuke. What kind of schus are we talking about? A schus and lomdus, as opposed to which the Dayanim do, where the Tamidim ba'im lefer Dayanim could be melam schus and lomdus. It doesn't mean like in the next Mishnah, kol mi shidei yelo schus yom v'ilamid, where it means that somebody knows an edo, somebody knows some kind of facts, somebody knows somebody has a smoking gun. That's not the kind of schus that our Mishnah is talking about. If that was the schus our Mishnah was talking about, then this Gemara would have no place over here. It would belong in the previous parak. Maybe that's not good. Okay. So anyway. So what's the bayah? So Omer Echad and Taminim. One of Taminim said Yeshli Lamed Olos Chos V'Nishtatik, and then he lost his voice. He's not able to talk. So what's the halacha now? So Rashi says, "Are we chayshish?" Says Rashi, "What's exactly the bayah?" So Dr. Rashi, Nishtatik Nelam, Ma'al Mi'omar, Ilo Yishtatik Havi Mamish B'dvarav. Do I say, for all we know, maybe it was Mamish B'dvarav, like the mission talks about, Yesh Mamish B'dvarav, maybe there was Mamish B'dvarav. And if so, then what's going to be? So you have an Echem Talmidim, you're Malim Lebeist, and it's Mamish B'dvarav, but he can't talk. So it's Sarach Lister Esadin Elohavi Dayonim Acherim. So Rashi learns that the Bai over here is, that maybe we have to avoid the whole din and be maimed new dayanim. It's a little hard to understand. What are we going to gain? Why are the new dayanim going to be better than these dayanim? This Talmud, he's not going to recover. He's still, he's nishtatik. Whatever he has to say is lost. That information is lost in the black hole. So what's the nidun over here? So the dayanim, the sitting dayanim, we should get rid of the sitting dayanim and bring a new dayanim. What's the rebach? You have a bunch of dayanim sitting, 23 dayanim sitting. One of the talmidim, and they're talking about the din Torah, and one of the talmidim says yeshi lamed l'schus, and then he's nishtatik. So if it's hard to say, well, for all we know, maybe he's a shemamish bedor. So let's get rid of these 23 dayanim and bring in a new 23 dayanim. So what did you gain? This time is not coming back. So what did you gain? So why? Who says that the dayanim, the new dayanim, are going to be tayvim me'el?
The Talmud will say something that no one else saw. So to have the same dayanim do the same court case over again, it's very unlikely that they'll find something new. To have new dayanim with fresh eyes, maybe they'll figure out what this was the Talmud.
Okay, so maybe. I mean, it's already. I don't want to say it quite like that because like it's too. We need to say it a little more glummed of it, maybe. But when are we talking about? Are we talking about before the Gemara Din or after the Gemara Din? Like, when did this happen exactly?
So
did it happen in the middle of the Gemara Din, based on the sitting, they're being done, and this one says Bechay, and this one says Bechay, and somebody raises his hand, and then there's Nishtatik. And so he says, oh, get rid of all the Dayanim, get new Dayanim. We're talking about after the Gemara Din.
So Sfizer Din sounds like there's already
Din. Bechayra, the Mashmais and Rashi, I think, at least tentatively. Reserve the right to change my mind, but tentatively, Mashmos and Rashi think it's going after the Gemara Din for two reasons. First of all, the Lashon and Rashi Seisim is Hadin. It's Mashna, we already passed in the Din, and now we're going to be Seisim the Din. Number two, if we're talking in the middle of the entire, then I really don't understand at all. How are the new Dayanim going to be better than the old Dayanim? The old Dayanim are sitting, they're talking and learning, they're handling the case. Somebody said, Yeshu la Medaloschus. So we don't know what he had to say. Okay, so the Dayanim will think about it. But, you know, what might he have said? Why are the new Dayanim going to be any better than these Dayanim? They'll have a fresh perspective. Why can't these Dayanim have a fresh perspective? They're in the middle of being down in the Din Torah. But if we're talking about after the Gemara Din, and these Dayanim came to a conclusion, then I could hear more that this is sorry to say, that since these Dayanim came to they were Oymid Laminyan, and they came to their conclusion, so it's not going to help for them to say, yeah, but we don't know, maybe this guy had something to say, so we're going to tell them, think again. What think again? They already came to their conclusion. So then we have to be sliced to the Din and get new Dayanim. Maybe the new Dayanim will come to a different conclusion. That I could hear even in London. Doesn't make sense that you have Dayanim and they came to a conclusion. Then we're going to say, you know, somebody said yes, we have no idea what he would have said, so we want you to talk it through again. What are you going to gain by them talking through again? They said everything they had to say. They said their tzadim. They're not going to have new tzadim. And they came and they were aimed at dominion. I mean, they were aimed to their, they came to their decision. So it doesn't make sense to say, do it again. Let's do it again. They came to a decision. That based in came to a decision. But we think that maybe it's a bit, maybe it's a mistrial. Maybe it's there's an echad who says that they missed something. So the only eitz, we don't, there's no eitz to say, let them think it. What does it even mean to say that they ought to think it over? Think it over. So they'll think it over. It doesn't mean anything. The only recourse that we have is to be shoshed in and start again from scratch. So let's take that as a working theory in Rashi. Again, I think it's going to, I'm not sure. We'll see if it'll pan out. But at least as a working theory, I think the Mashmois and Rashi sounds like Rashi was talking about after the Gemara Din. Again, if it would be before the Gemara Din, then I don't think we would have to, then I would say, you don't have to do anything. The guy said, Yesh li lamed l'schus. He was nishtatik. So what should we do? We'll do what we're doing altogether. We'll talk some more. The Dayanim are talking the thing through. They'll continue to talk it through. There's no point in bringing a new Dayanim. Since we're talking about, no, they came to a conclusion. These Dayanim came to their conclusion. There's no such thing as these Dayanim coming to a different conclusion. These Dayanim came to their Gemara Din. But we have it sad that Yesh li lamed l'schus. We have it sad that there's a Talmud here who had a limud schus to say. He had a limud schus to say. And Mimela, so we have some, maybe there's something to that. So maybe we have to start again from scratch and we have to be sliced to the Din. By the way, if we'll, hold on one second, if we'll say that, that the Pshat and Rashi is, they were talking about after the Gemara Din, which again, I don't know if it's going to last, but for the time being, it's certainly a reading in Rashi. If we're going to say that Rashi is talking about after the Gemara Din, I think it's a Rebach also in why this Gemara is here and not in the previous pair. It's the concept of Omer Echad Min Atalinu Yeshu Lamed L'Schus was in the previous parak. So what's it doing over here in that parak? Because in the previous parak we're talking about Omer Echad Min Atalinu Yeshu Lamed L'Schus in the middle of the entire. So what did he say? What if he was Nishtatik? No, if he was Nishtatik, he was Nishtatik. The base will continue. But in Amishna we have a case where it was after the Gemara Din and the guy's being taken off to the Beis Arigo, and Amishna talks about one of the Yodim saying Yeshu Lamed L'Schus that were Sois to the Gemara Din. Says the, or one of the Tamidim saying Yeshu Lamed L'Schus, and we're Sais to the Gemara Din. Maybe even if you have the Gersa Bid based in the Rashi. Bid based means one of the Talmidim in based. It doesn't have to be one of the Dionim, not me based. But that's what it means. Elmer Echem and Talmidim. But it happened after the Gemara Din, so we would bring the guy back, we would hear what this Talmud has to say. But if the Talmud was Nishtatik, then what happens then? So it's very geschmack why this Gemara is going in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is the Mishnah of Achag Gemadin, not the Mishnah in the previous paragraph we're talking about Kadim Gemadin. Yeah, it is a strong point. I know. I mean, I just thought of it now, but it's a strong point. We'll see later. I don't know. If I change my mind, I'm going to have to answer for it. But, yeah, Chorus says it's time. Max, I think the Ron learns it's not it's quite a moment. I think. I'm not positive. I don't remember right now for sure. Yeah.
Just to spell out maybe then the other side why it's not obviously after the Martin would be the fact that it's such a finish that even with a potential something after the Martin, we actually have such momentum that probably you can't be mouth through it unless you have a Talmud mission.
But the thing is, there's two things. First of all, I mean, Yitzchok is right. It's strange why it's in our pair. And number two, if we're talking Kaidim Gmardin, then it's really hard to understand why, what we're expected to do, what we should bring to Dayana. Like that point that I made before, it is very strong. Based in this, why should we bring to Dayana? These based in are getting along fine. Like, what's the tzad over here? At least the way Rashi learns the Gemara. If there's another way to learn the Gemara, I think that's exactly right. The Rambam learns that the Gemara is a tzad that if one of the Talmidim said, Yesh Dilamed Olos Chus, so maybe if in a shtatik, I would get stuck with the Ran. Maybe we'll talk about the Ran separately. But the Ran learns that the suffix is if the one in Tamim said yes to lamed or loschus in a shtatik, maybe we should count them as a not guilty vote. Like maybe in the minion he should get a vote of not guilty. So then we're for sure talking about kainim gmardin. And then I understand the baya. Like that's what what's his name? That's your Afuna. Yeah, that's what Rachab Barafun is contemplating. And maybe if in the middle of the Dintaira, one in Talmidim said, I think he's not, I have a limud zchus, and he was nishtatik, so if he would be Yesh Mamish before, he would be like the Ramban said in the previous paragraph. He would get a vote in the final verdict. So maybe even if he's nishtatik, we should look at him as if he has a not guilty vote. So then, of course, we're talking about before the Gemara Din. I understand what the tzad over here is, but according to Rashi, that's not the tzad. We're not going to give him a not guilty vote. That Rashi doesn't entertain. We'll have to talk through why. But Rashi learns that tzad, the bai is not that he should count as a not guilty vote. The bai is we should be soy to the din. Kaidin right in is taka very hard to understand. Why should we be soy to the din? Kaidin right in. What are we going to get? We'll bring a new dayonim. Take a kick out these dayonim. Bring a new dayonim. What are the new dayonim going to be different than these dayonim? Everybody's in the middle of the. Nobody's come to any conclusion yet. These dayonim also haven't come yet to a conclusion. So let's see if we can. Let's go. I want to push through to the end of the sugya and see if this will. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'll skip you.
Before.
I don't know. Why shouldn't that be any different? Anyway, they said we have to limit ourselves to not too radical, not too mechudish to kesvars. Okay, so let's see about it. Yes, so in the paper of Sheshes Biyadi, so Sheshes said dismissively, Nishtatik, I feel Echad Masayif Ailam Nani. Worried about Nishtatik. So why worry about only this Talmud? Maybe even if you had, maybe somebody Masayif Ailam. Maybe somebody Masayif Ailam could be Malamed Chus. So that's not a Raya Hosom like Ka'omer Hochakomer. There you have no evidence. But here he said, Yeshdi Ramad Ulus Chus. What does Rashi say? So, Rashi. If you're going to be so apprehensive about that, So I feel echad b'sayfa olam nami. Ema bechol hayotzim lihareg shem yesh echad b'sayfa olam sheyado leischus. It's not clear why Rashi has to. Rashi somehow can't change it down the case. You know, Sheshis's question of echad b'sayfa olam, I would have thought the pshat should be maybe b'sayfa olam is a talmud somewhere who has a schus to say. Rashi changes now the scenery. No, the in the Sheshis is kasha of echad b'sayfa olam. We're talking about a yotzim lihareg. Maybe by a yotzim lihareg, there's somebody b'sayfa olam who knows a schus. Why is Rashi changing his? Why is Rashi changing the scenario? Why not learn? After all, that wasn't the case. We're talking about Echem and Talmidim. So why not say, if Sheish was saying, if you're worried about Echem and Talmidim, who said Yesu Laman was Chusan, it was Nishtatik. So even if, so maybe there's a Talmud who's not even here in the Beis Din, maybe there's a Talmud in some other Beis Din, maybe there's a Talmud in some other Yeshiva, some other Kail, who could be Malam and Chusan. I mean, we're not Cheshish, so why should we be Cheshish now? Rashi's what? Oh, so you mean he's asking it from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah said, Omer Echod Yeshli Lamed Oloschus, which is the Amish, which means one of the Talmidim, and you have it sad that even if it's Nishtatek, everything grinds to a halt. So in the next Mishnah. No, it was. Oh, you mean the by itself of Omer Echman and Tamin was also by Yaisi Lehar?
Yeah. It's one of the cases of Omer
Echman. Oh. I hear you. If we're going to learn a Rashi, the way we're talking, suggesting now that Rashi is talking about after the Gemar Din, and the reason why we're talking about after the Gemar Din is because our Mishnah is talking about after the Gemar Din, and that's why this whole sugya is on our Mishnah, because this is a Mishnah about Acher HaGemar Din. So our Mishnah is talking about a Yotzei Lehareg. So the Hadgasha in Rashi is not Eima Bechol HaYotzei Lehareg, Eima Bechol HaYotzei Lehareg. That's what we have to stress. No, it's a given we're talking about a Yetzir Lihareg. Acher HaGamadin equals Yetzir Lihareg. It's the same thing. So the bayah was somebody's Yetzir Lihareg, and Omer Echem and Talmidim Yetzir Lamed Olos Chos B'Nishtatik. Says Rav Sheshes in Bosel Lochus Lekach. Same of Bechol Yetzir Lihareg. Every Yetzir Lihareg, even if nobody said Yetzir Lamed Olos Chos, maybe there's a Talmud B'Seif Olam who has a Chos to be Lamed. So Nechrami Rashi Tachem means a Talmud. Not referring to the I thought Rashi's referencing the next Mishnah. By Yetzir Lehareg, somebody said, and somebody, Kobish Yeshli Lelamed Eloschus Yobri Lelamed. It's not the Pshat. Rashi's talking about a Talmud. But Rashi's saying, the Mishnah says that when he's Yetzir Lehareg, Omer Echod Yeshli Lelamed Eloschus, meaning Echod Bebeistin, Echod Mina Tamidim, Yeshli Lelamed Eloschus, and that's Abaya. What if he said Yeshli Lelamed Eloschus and he was Nishtatik? Sucked of Sheshes. So every Yotzei Lehareg you have that chashash, because every Yotzei Lehareg maybe there's somebody, some Talmud somewhere who could be Malamed Olos Chos. Very good. Okay, let's see, who knows, maybe I won't change my mind, maybe we'll stick with this job. Okay, so the Mara says that's not a kasha. Rav Sheshes kasha, not a kasha. Because not can't be pushed to the payah from that, because also like Omar, guys, Yeshli Harig, we don't know that there's a Talmud who's being Malamed Olos Chos, but here we know there's a Talmud who raised his hand and said Yeshli Lamed Olos Chos, so maybe we should talk about Yisayis of the Din. Zok to Gemara Mai, Toshma, the Omer of Yosi Bar Chanino, Echad min haTalmidim sheZiko uMeis, Roi Noisei kilu Chay vaOmed b'Mkayma, Ziko in loy Ziko. Rav Yisrael Chanina said, if one of the Talmidim was Mizakeh and then he died, so Roi Noisik Yilu Chayv Oimid B'Mkayimai. That's what that means. That he's Taki, gets a not guilty vote. Now here we're talking about before the Gemara. The Ramban, the Ransom Pirish, that's what it means. It means he gets a not guilty vote. This is the Raya that when the Mishnah said before that if that they're mila him, the mila of the Talmud said yeshu lamin was chusim, means they give him a vote and he gets a not guilty, he gets a vote on the din. So b'chiddush, we add him to the quorum. So now it says over here, the Rabbi Yeshu Bar Chinin said that if one of the Talmidim was mazaki, he wasn't nishtatik, he was mazaki. Taka said yeshu lamin was chus, he said his chus, and then he died before the gemara, before the amida l'minyan. So we look at him as if he's continuing to say whatever he's saying, and the amida l'minyan he counts as a not guilty vote. So the Maris Medayek Ziki in Loi Zika Loi, it's only because he wasn't nishtatik. But if he was nishtatik, apparently it wouldn't be the same. I see Rashi. No Rashi. You know it does. Shezika shehaitzi dvar v'taymi l'or. So now, this member of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, first of all, is this Kaidim Adin or Lachik Madin? This is Kaidim Adin. Toma giving him a vote. He gets a not guilty vote after the Gemara, before the Gemara. He said his limus chusav, and the chiddush is that he gets a vote in the final Gemara. So first of all, so what's the dimin? Our bayah was about achad Gemara. Now we're talking about kaidin Gemara. And moreover, the Rani asks on Rashi. He says, moreover, what's the kash altogether? What's the bayah here altogether? The bayah was a Talmud said yesh li lamed alos chus, and it was nishtatik. So maybe we should be seiser the din. Who knows what he would have said? Maybe we should be seiser the din. Over here, we're talking about a different issue. Before the Gemara, one of the Talmidim said, "I have a schus," and he said, "What is schus?" He said, "I think he's not guilty for such and such a reason." So we say then, when it comes to the final Gemara, he counts in the minyan as a not guilty vote. So we have a deal. It's only because he said it. But if he wouldn't say it, then that wouldn't be the din. Of course not. If he wouldn't say what is yesh lamed schus is, if he would just say yesh lamed schus, he wouldn't say what the schus is. We would give him an not guilty vote. Maybe what's the harm? We would give him an not guilty vote. He has to say if he said. I think if he says his tam and yesh mamish bidvar, we don't know if it's mamish bidvar. So of course, if he didn't say, if he says his thing and it's yesh mamish bidvar, so we can give him a vote on the final gemara. What's the deal? Zika in loy zika loy. But apparently, it's only because he was actually said something. But if it would have been ishtatik, it wouldn't be this way. He wouldn't have that halakha of Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Of course not. If a guy would just say, yesh li lamed alos chus, we have no idea if it's mamish b'dvar or ain't mamish b'dvar. Do you think in the final of my thing we would count him as not guilty? Maybe we'll be slice to the din, but we're not going to give him a vote as a not guilty vote. Maybe we should start from scratch. That's it, sad. After the Gemara din, before the Gemara din, but, so, and because of the Ran asks, what's the Gemara's kashuv? What's the Gemara's raya altogether? Yes, Omar in loy Omar loy. Maybe that means if he said what his tam was, he was mighty as tam la'ar, then in the final Gemara din he gets a vote of not. He counts as a vote of not guilty. But if he was just nishtatik, so in a chanam, then we won't give him a vote because we don't know if it's mamish b'dvar or not. If anything, maybe we say to the din. And I would add, am I talking kaidim by din? Kaidim by din doesn't even make any sense to be say to the din. It's like, it doesn't make sense, the whole analogy over here, it doesn't seem to make any sense on several levels. Level number one, by nishtatik, we don't know if it's yesh mamash b'dvar or not, so we don't give him a vote, we don't know if it's mamash b'dvar or not. The nidin is that we should be seisu the din. In Rav Yosef ben Chanina's memory, we're giving a not guilty vote in the final gemara din, avada, that's only if it's Omar. Omar in loy, Omar loy. Question number two, the nidin by us is that we should be in the bayah. The nidin was to be seisu the din, and that's by definition after the gemara din. What's the point before the gemara din of being seisu the din? When they bring in the dayanim, what are they going to be any better? We're talking by definition after the gemara din. In the halacha of this of Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, by definition we're talking about kaidin gemara din, that somebody said he's not guilty for such and such a reason. One of the talmidim, so he has a vote even in the final amida l'minyan. And if he wouldn't say what it is, then it would be, if it would just be nishtatik, it's kaidin gemara din. Why would we be seisu the din? Then it would just revert to being what the Talmidim said, yesh li lamed alos chus. We have no idea if it's yesh mamash b'dvar or not. So what would we do? We go back there. Why would we be slicing it in? We're in the middle of the, we haven't done anything yet. So why would we be Saisa the din? So where is there a steer here at all? Maybe La'olam, after the Gemara din, if somebody said Yeshli Lamed Ulaschusin was Nishtatik, so we don't know, maybe it was Mamish B'dvarim, maybe it was a Mamish B'dvarim by this Yeshli Liharim, so about it, we'll be Saisa the din, because we don't know, maybe it was Mamish B'dvarim, so we have to start from scratch. But in the Rabbi Yeshiva Chanin, it's talking about Kaining Radin, if one of the Talmidim said Yeshli Lamed Ulaschusin was Nishtatik, so what will we do? We have no idea if it's B'dvarim or not. It's certainly not going to give him an guilty vote. You want to be Saisa the din? What's the point of being Saisa the din? The din hasn't even happened yet. We're talking about Kaining Radin. So in Yisrael Bechina Avada, the Diyuk is Omer in Loy Omer Loy. If he says Yisrael Lamed Ulaschus will give him a vote, I'm not guilty. And if he would be Nishtatik, then nothing happened. So what does Gemara see? It's not Doime Bechlal to the Nidin of the Bayah. Worst case scenario. Again, one of the Talmidim said Yeshli Lamed Ulaschus. We have no idea what he wanted to say, and it's Kaidim Gmadim. And then he died. So we have no idea. So let's say we're going to be Chayshish. Maybe there was Mamish B'dvar. What would we do if we think that there was Mamish B'dvar? If we think maybe there was Mamish B'dvar, what are we going to do?
Alter. The Ran answers his own question.
We should pat him altogether.
The Ran answers his own question, and it sounds like we think we've pointed him completely.
Yeah, but we'll see now. Rashi doesn't say it. Let's take a look at the end of the Sugya. See Rashi. Maybe we'll come back to this in a second. The Gemara says, Gemara wants to be Doicha. No, at least we have the Yisrael Gemara. Zichub. Zika in lay zika lay. Mar says no. Zika pshitale amati bayalach. That's a little bit strange. Rashi says it means tibayalach. Mi amar zika davka. I dim rav yosi urchad imil sukama. She ain't derech tam od yomir yesh lelamed olos chusum ishtatik. Vechein misa mistam yad imir ay yosef. Mi yohegad is rama. Eima de sfir le nami hochi. It's Matuik and Rashi. The Gemara is saying, La'olam, maybe we shouldn't be patient from here. Maybe Rav Yosi, when he said, Omar umes, that's only Urcha de Milsa. But really, even if we loy Omar, it will be Dina Nami Hochi, we have the same halacha that Rav Yosi Kiluchai Va'imud Mkana. So what would that mean? We're not holding by the Gemara Din yet. And one of the Talmidim said, Yosi Lamed Oloschos, and he died before he had a chance to say anything. And the Gemara is at Sad, the Gemara says, and it's sad that before, we're chayshish that it's yesh mamish b'dvarim, and we're seisrim as adin. So here we would say that roi noisi kilu chay umezakev umkaymai. There's a tzad that we should be roi noisi kilu chay umezakev umkaymai. Doesn't make any sense. You're going to be roi noisi. Well, how do you know? Maybe it's yesh mamish b'dvarim. Rashi before him said it's a suffix. Maybe it's yesh mamish b'dvarim. So we should be seisrim and start from scratch. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina said that roi noisi kilu chay umezakev umkaymai. When he said his tainus, we count him as a vote. And the moment I think of a daik, Omer in loy, Omer loy. So come right now, Saturaya, maybe Urchus and Musa Nokat. But really, it would be the same thing if he didn't say his tainus. It would be Idina Namiochi. What do you mean, Idina Namiochi? He would get a vote? We don't know if it's Yesh Mamish B'dvarv. Even in the Baya, we only say that it's a suffix, Shemi Yesh Mamish B'dvarv. But not that it's for sure Yesh Mamish B'dvarv. How are we saying now that there's a tzad that we should, that Dina Namiochi, that he should have the same aloch as if he said his tainus? Yeah.
It is about. Even in the Baya, let's say he had for sure had his chutz, right? Let's say he actually had, what would happen? It would be sosa the din. And maybe we would have to bring in Yudai on it, but we'd have to be sosa the din, because they miss it. They'd have to rediscuss it. So like, yeah, that...
So that's not Dina Nami Hochi. That's called Dina Nami Hochi.
I'm saying the only thing is to say, like, oh, if it had actually been... Once he said something, we view it as having been played off to his end. So that was the comparison. Even though that one's about coding part in, the previous one was about... Was that,
says, oh, you don't have to understand the same.
Yeah, and we're still going to come back to this problem. Okay, you know, let's just put it up a little bit. The buyer was, the original buyer, was, he was, he said, yesh li lamed. He was just happy. So it's a buyer. What do we say? You know, that's the buyer in the market. So Rashi says it means, which saisim the din. Saisim es adin. So we thought, what does that mean, saisim es adin? It means that after the Gemara Din, since maybe this Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav, he was Mlamish Chus, maybe this Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav, we have to start from scratch. But what would be, so we said that equals Achai Gwani. We say Yaitzi Lahari. But what would be, even on that side, this is a bai, we're not sure whether or not we say this, but we have this side that maybe we're Chayshi Shemi Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav and we're Saisim es adin. What would be the same case, Kaidim Gmaidin? Even on the side that we're Chayshish. Maybe this is it. If Chayshish tells us, we're not Chayshish. Anybody could, you know, but we have a side that maybe we should be Chayshish. So we're going to be Sais to the Din. And Sais to the Din, we said, means we're going to bring all new Dayanim. Rashi says it means we'll bring new Dayanim. What's the point of new Dayanim? Because these Dayanim already came to the Gmaidin. And we're Chayshish, maybe it's not, maybe they're wrong. So we have to bring new Dayanim. What would be in the same case, Kaidim Gmaidin?
Well, the bringing the new Dayanim is just a function of the Safik.
Okay, but what would be Lamaisa? If the same thing happened, Omer Echem Ratinu, Yeshli Lamed Eloschus, and he was in the Static, but it's all Kaidim Gmaidin. So on the side that we're Chayshi Shemi Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav, we can't count him as a vote, we don't know if it's Mamish B'Dvarav. Even on the side that we're Chayshi, we're only Chayshi Shemi Safik. So we're Saisi Ladin. But nobody said, we know for sure that he's right. He may be wrong. We're Chayshi Shemi Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav. So why are we bringing the Dayanim?
That's
the function of the Safik. Now we just don't know what his Zuchus was. So now these ones can't be Mahapach anymore. They've never been.
Why? We're cutting writing. Why can't they be Mahapach of his Zuchus?
Maybe it's like he's either been ringing, but then he has a din of Echelin and your Dayanim. And then your Moshe Dayanim.
Again, if it's cutting my din, it's cutting my din. Moshe Dayanim, should be Moshe Dayanim, say. If it's Kainim Adin, we should be Chayshish. Maybe he's Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav. Now he's one of the Dayanim, but he died. So we don't know what he would have said.
It's good. But we don't need new ones now. Just the other ones, maybe they'll figure out a reason, or maybe they won't. You don't have to be Chayshish, but they can still figure it out. In the case we're talking about, the previous case is a function of a something.
Let's just walk us through. The Pashup Shot, what we said before originally, was that Kainim Adin. There's no point in bringing a new Dayanim. There are 23 Dayanim here, Kainim Adin, they're busy talking. He says, yes, we don't know if it's Mamish B'Dvarav, not Mamish B'Dvarav. So, but he's nishtatik, we can't get it out of him. So what's the suffix? We should bring a new Dayanim. Why would we bring a new Dayanim? We have good Dayanim over here. They haven't come to any conclusion yet. Why bring a new Dayanim? So that's why I thought originally that Kainim Adin, nothing happens. Kainim Adin, we stick with the same Dayanim that we had. Let's say that's. I want to explain the problem here in the sugya. I don't think we're going to have time today even to get into solution. Just to understand the problem. The way originally I thought Shitas Rashi is headed. So Rashi learns the whole Gemara, the whole Baya is Achad Madin, Baya Yetzi Lehorgah. It's going on a Mishnah where it's talking about Yetzi Lehorgah. So he said, Halacha, Baya Yetzi Lehorgah, if I'm going to tell you to say Yetzi Lehorgah, so we have to start the entire from scratch. If it's Yesh Mamish B'Dvarav, and we can't do it with the same Dayanim, because these Dayanim came to their Gemar Din. And that I understand. Once Dayanim come to a Gemar Din, you can't recycle. You can't. There's no. What did Obama have a restart button? There's no restart button for the Dayanim. If they came to a Gemar Din, they came to a Gemar Din. And this, but we have a Limud Chus, so we have to start over from scratch. But if you talk about cutting Gemar Din, I don't need a restart button. The Dayanim are in the middle of being done. So if this Talmud would talk up, and he would be, so we would add him to the Dayanim. We're going to have 24 Dayanim. But he's not here. He's not able to say anything. So what are we going to do? We're going to bring 23 new Dayanim. What are the 23 new Dayanim going to be any different than the 23 Dayanim that we have who are in the middle of the conversation? So I thought that Kaidim Adin is nothing to talk about. Kaining Madin, if the Talmud say, if the Talmud was nishtatik, so there's nothing to do. You go on, you're gonna bring 23 new dayanim. It's gonna be exactly the same as the 23 dayanim that you have. So just life goes on with the 23 dayanim that we had. That's what I thought of Shat and Dabai originally. That's why the case is set up where it's a limud supposed to achag madin. So then we could be done. Maybe we should be sized in, maybe we need a restart. But if in the middle of the Din Torah, and we don't know what's the story with this Talmud, he's nishtatik. So what are we gonna? There's no alternatives. If we're gonna bring new dayanim, we're just gonna have 23 dayanim sitting and talking. We have 23 dayanim sitting and talking. So there's no point. That's I thought Shat in the Gemara. Now here's the problem, because the Gemara brings a Toshma, because Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said that if one of the Talmidim, Amar Echem and the Talmidim. What's the lashon of Rabbi Yosi Chanina? Echad min haTalmidim sheziku meis. Vayi nois kilu chai. Which means I have 23 dayanim, and they had whatever they and they're talking and they're talking. And then I have another. And then I added a time. One of the Talmidim said yesh l'amar uschus. We brought him up to the base. Then there was mamish b'dvarav. He said his tainus, and now we're mitzarif. Now we have 24 dayanim. And then that Talmud, who was Mazakeh, and he's now my 24th Dayan, dies. So Reish Chanina says, he still counts as a vote. He still counts as a vote. Akavucha, I don't know why Reish Chanina had to say this halacha by a Talmud, because the same halacha by a Dayan. The Chinuch, when he brings this halacha, brings it by Dayanim. One of Dayanim said his chus, and he died, he still gets a not guilty vote at the final verdict. Okay, I don't know why, but he said it by a Talmud. So the halacha by itself is straightforward, but the Gemara is medayik. But what if he was nishtatik? What if the Talmud was he said I have a schus, and they put him up, and he died before he said anything. Before he said anything, he just died. They put him up and he died. So then I wouldn't say really nice kilu chayva and muzakim and kaima. What would the halacha be? Nothing. I would say I'm not chayshu for anything. That's the Gemara's deed. I'm not chayshu for anything. He's nothing. So the Gemara said, "Oh, that's against the bayah, or it's like one of the it's against the tzad of the bayah that were chayshu." So I said, "I don't understand. We're talking about kaidim gmardin. Kaidim gmardin. I said before, kaidim gmardin. Even if he says yesh li lamer, then he was nishtatik. So what are you gonna do? Gonna bring a new dayanim? This guy, we don't know if it's mamash or dvarav or not. So we don't know if it's mamash or dvarav. So there's no point in bringing a new dayanim." So you're going to bring 23 new dayanim. Why bring 23 new dayanim? We have 23 dayanim. We're in the middle of the entire. The Talmud who died, he died before he had a chance to say anything. We can't count them as a not guilty vote because we don't know if it's mamash b'dvar or a mamash b'dvar. So that the only bayah was after the Gemara Din. After the Gemara Din, be suffic. Maybe we should press the restart. Kaining Gemara Din, if he says something, he says something. If he doesn't say anything, so we go back to him. There's no other side. But so then what's the Gemara's raya? The Bryce or Reish Chanina's Bryce is 100% right. We're talking in the middle of the entire. Kaining Gemara Din. In the middle of the Torah, if he's mezakum meis, so he said his limud chos, so he gets a not guilty vote in the final amid al-din. But if he was just said yesh l'amid chos and he died before he had a chance to say anything, so we don't know. Was it mamash b'dorav? A mamash b'dorav? What's the difference? He can't vote because we have no idea if it's mamash b'dorav or not. We have 23 other dayanim who are busy being done. So what's the sad? There's nothing to. So where does the Gemara see anything in this? Remember, if you raise the Rechanina, that has any bearing on the original bayah. The original bayah is a bayah that after the Gemara Din, if we should be soysed the Din. Even if we say that after the Gemara Din, we might be soysed the Din, we'll press restart because we don't know, maybe it's Mamash B'dorav, but that's after the Gemara Din. But Kaidu Gemara Din, there's no restart. So Rabbi Yosi Rechanina says his Chiddush, which is a Chiddush all by itself, that if the guy said he was Mezakeh, but Payol, he was really Mezakeh, Umeis. Okay, fine. That's a chiddush. But of course, that chiddush only applies if he was mezakeh. If he just died, and it's kaidim gmardin. So he's dead and finished. What's there to talk about? It doesn't seem to connect the two. The Ran is a different question. The Ran asks, "What's the raya? Maybe by Yesli Lamed Olus Chus Vinishtatik was Soysa the Din, but if he was weak or mace, then we give him a vote. But if he just died samazay, then maybe we're sorry. So they didn't. Like, when you see altogether, and he's steered the original diet. Okay, that's a different cash. Okay, we're going to have to revisit this again tomorrow. I see we're running out of time. And then the